local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
In the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, we, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
Yeah, that was the verdict many, many years ago, and a complicated legacy is the talk of the day today, the top story around the country today. O.J. Simpson, dead at the age of 76, family and lawyers confirming that, dying of cancer. That's how we open, and we'll talk about that here over the course of the next 3 hours. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Text line is 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. 435, we'll have Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright joining the program. A busy day today. A lot happening on their agenda. And Commissioner Wright also spending time in Washington, D.C. this week. We'll cover all of those bases coming up again at 435. As we do start off with our top three stories, if you've been listening at any length of time here on News Radio this afternoon, Fox News Update, the top story of the day is the death of O.J. Simpson. And we talk about that complicated legacy. And, of course, this is going to elicit a lot of memories for people, a lot of feelings for people. If you'd like to weigh in, you can, 850-437-1620. Maybe share where you were when the Bronco chase or the verdict was read. I know, Austin, you and I have talked about OJ a little bit over the months. And, of course, with him passing away today, of course, that is going to be the water cooler talk today.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, obviously the whole... definitely his playing career, but you know, the car chase stuff, that was all before my time. But the fact that there are people my age that know so much about it and talk about it often, like on TikTok or whatever, does prove just how big of a deal it was.
You know, I did my best as when I saw the blip come up on my phone, an audible "oh wow," you know, came up, and I did my best to kind of come up with what I could think of would be the most, for people who weren't around, what would be like the most equivalent that I could come up with? And the name that I came up with was if Peyton Manning did, was accused of murder and had that trial, and there was the Bronco chase and all that.
That caliber of athlete.
What that would do for... not just the sports fan, but, you know, society, because, yes, he is a sports icon, but he is literally everywhere.
Yeah, he's more than that. I mean, and he did some sideline reporting, he did some acting, you know, so on and so forth.
And so you go back through the timeline of O.J. Simpson, of course, a standout athlete at USC. Right. He wins the Heisman Trophy. He goes on to have a Hall of Fame career. He is the Hurt spokesman. He is the face of... NBC, Monday Night Football, he's on that as well, just all over the place. And then to in 1994, all of a sudden you've got the killings of Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman, the trial and just everything that went into that. That was the best I could come up with as far as like an equivalent athlete and just sports figure for if you weren't alive for that. If that athlete, if Peyton Manning went through kind of the same arc, that is where I landed. But I was, I was alive. I was in third grade, Mrs. Taylor's class, and I do not remember the white Bronco chase. I do remember her rolling in a TV and us watching the verdict.
Wow.
When it was, I do remember that. And
when I'm surprised they did that in school. I know they did that with like 9/11 at some places. I know they did that with the Challenger before, you know, back in the 80s and stuff.
86.
Yeah, but I didn't know that they did that with O.J. Simpson. That, that's a testament to just how big of a deal it was.
Oh, yeah, it was. So, yeah, if you want to weigh in, 850-437-1620 there. The rest of our top three stories today. The FBI is concerned about possible attacks in the U.S. inspired by recent events in Russia and the Middle East. The head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, spoke in front of the House Appropriations Committee today, saying that the FBI's most immediate concern is that individuals or small groups will draw twisted inspiration from attacks similar to the attack at the Russian concert hall. And former President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson are reportedly set to hold a news conference tomorrow at Mar-a-Lago, Florida. Trump has repeatedly claimed the election was rigged in 2020, and reports say the news conference will focus on election integrity. Looking at the roads right now, Austin, what are you seeing out there?
Well, for starters, first thing I'm seeing is that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. So not like many accident reports, but just a lot of congestion on the roads right now. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10 West, you're going to have some problems in that area. Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway, has some pretty severe backups. Let's see, traveling both directions here. This is both east and west on Gulf Beach Highway. This is going to be just a little ways west of Fairfield Drive. We've got some backups in that area there. Do have two accident reports to touch on. One on Barrancas Avenue. This is going to be just west of, what's that street there? Kincaid Street. That's if you're approaching where it turns into Gulf Beach Highway. We've got some backups in that area as well. And the other accident report was downtown Milton. Doesn't appear to be causing much congestion at this time, but just be on the lookout for that. It's going to be on Stewart Street if you are traveling towards Berry Hill Road. So be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, it's more of the usual. Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87.
Skies will clear up during the overnight hours, and it will be cooling down. Low temperatures will run down in the 50s, mainly mid to low 50s. Friday looks beautiful with sunny skies and a high of about 75. Fantastic for the weekend as well, with sunshine and highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
Thank you, Alan. A few local headlines today. The Escambia Sheriff's Office filing charges against the student that brought a gun to the C.A. Weiss Elementary School last week.
We did a preliminary investigation, and we're working with the school district. It does not appear to be a situation where the child had the wherewithal to know what he was doing.
Sheriff Simmons also not bringing charges against the parents, as he says they had made a reasonable attempt to secure the firearm, and the father had accidentally left the pistol in a diaper bag where he normally carries it. A young Flemington woman suffering only minor injuries last night after crashing into a home that happened on Lake Joanne Drive near 72nd. FHP says the 22-year-old wasn't able to stop at a stop sign, ran off the road, and crashed into the home. The homeowner was there, but not in the room that the car crashed into. A Milton man accused of financially exploiting an elderly man who he had power of attorney over. State Attorney General's office says 37-year-old Ira Roberts is charged with second-degree felony exploitation of an elderly person. Investigators say the victim is an 82-year-old Escambia County resident. Roberts allegedly transferred over $40,000 to his own account between June of 21 and December of 2022. Take a break there. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming in to an authorized dealer like Bray's for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Bray Jewelers.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level.
So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced. Taste the excitement. Feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola. Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2x Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 425 here. Another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. There's not too much severe congestion going on, but where we do have some moderate backups, just several spots to note in that regard. Let's see. Near the intersection of Barrancas Avenue and this is Old Corryfield Road. Near that intersection, we've got a couple of accident reports there causing some backups. Same can be said for Gulf Beach Highway if you are traveling westbound towards and beyond Fairfield Drive, so be on the lookout for that. Blue Angel Parkway has since developed some backups if you're traveling northbound. This is going to be towards U.S. Highway 98. Pine Forest Road, traveling north or south, whether it be northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile, we've got some backups going both ways there, as we so often do. North Davis Highway has some backups of its own if you're traveling towards the intersection with Airport Boulevard or maybe the one with Creighton Road as well. And then we've got Caroline Street. If you're traveling westbound on Caroline coming over Blackwater River, you're going to have your typical evening backups there. And Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, the exact same can be said for over there.
Breaking news on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Oh, boy. Did that surprise you?
Yes, it did. Actually, I have never heard that in my time working here.
Preliminary surveys in from the National Weather Service.
Ah.
Confirming tornadoes in both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. EF1 tornadoes in Bellevue and Pace. Specific information or location there, not sure, but National Weather Service says the preliminary rating for Bellevue was EF1, winds up to 110 miles an hour, and 105 miles an hour over in Pace. Neither location had any injuries, of course. Surveys are continuing at other locations in Escambia County. So there's that.
Wow.
Didn't think it would be today, but there it is.
Yeah, well, hey, we're on it over here.
That's right.
Good for us.
Let's look at the current forecast. Here's Alan.
It'll end up being clear during the overnight hours and a little bit cooler with lows falling down into the 50s and mostly low 50s. Friday, beautiful and sunny with a high of 75. And looking ahead to the weekend, it looks wonderful with sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, and lows in the 50s. Enjoy the nice weather. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
Yes. Well, after yesterday, we deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer researchers at FIU are celebrating a groundbreaking cancer treatment.
We found drugs that are widely accessible, maybe not approved for that certain indication or that tumor type, but can be repurposed for a very resistant osteosarcoma patient.
Cancer researcher Dr. Diana Azam says the new approach targets hard-to-treat reoccurring tumors by testing multiple drugs that may be approved for another type of cancer. She says the targeted treatment transforms cancer from a death sentence to a manageable chronic disease.
Wow. The number of Floridians filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits is up for a second straight week. The U.S. Labor Department reports initial jobless filings came in at 6,250 for the week ending April 6th. That's nearly 850 more than the previous week. And nationally, 211,000 Americans sought benefits last week.
A few national notes here before 4:30. Sentencing next after a jury rendered a guilty verdict in the Apple River stabbing death trial in Wisconsin. Nikolai Moo was accused of stabbing five people and killing a teenager in July of 2022. He claimed the group was confrontational and he feared for his safety. Arizona Republicans blocking an attempt by state Democrats to cancel the law banning abortions in the state. Republicans joined Democrats in trying to bring a bill forward to stop the ban, with a motion in the Senate also denied. The TSA says over 1,500 firearms have been intercepted at airports across the country so far this year. If that trend continues, it would be on track to be just slightly lower than last year's record-setting total. And the Biden administration is moving to close the so-called gun show loophole when it comes to background checks. Officials say the new federal rules will expand the definition of licensed firearm dealers and sharpen existing enforcement measures to ensure background screenings are carried out in more gun sale locations. 4:30 on the nose right now. Fox News update followed by the CBS Sports Minute. Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright joining the program at 4:35. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Graham. The head of U.S. aid operations warns famine may already be happening in war-torn Gaza.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden is concerned about how dire the situation is.
We've been working around the clock to get more of that aid into Gaza.
That includes continuing to put pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to open additional crossings.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. He was a football superstar, running back, turned movie star, turned accused, then acquitted killer. O.J. Simpson has died. Fox's William Longines.
He lived his final years in Las Vegas, where he would turn up at a casino or a restaurant, a golf course, He also shared his thoughts on Twitter in the last 2 months, where he thanked some people who were concerned about his health.
Simpson was 76. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Despite lingering inflation concerns, stocks ended mostly higher. While the Dow Industrials finished 2 points in the red, the S&P 500 gained 38, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite rallied 271, or 1.7%, to notch a fresh closing high. Like the NASDAQ, stock of Amazon earned a new closing high, its first in nearly 3 years. Shares of the tech and e-commerce giant finished the day up 1.7% above $189, and that also brought Amazon's market cap within striking distance of $2 trillion. It stands currently at $1.96 trillion. With mortgage rates ticking higher, a hoped-for spring and summer housing market revival is back on the endangered list. Freddie Mac says the average rate on the standard 30-year fixed mortgage is up to 6.88% as of today, up from 6.82% a week ago. And the higher mortgage rates are putting home ownership out of reach for many Americans, especially many younger would-be homebuyers. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. Stop wasting money on rent and start building up equity by owning a custom-designed building from General Steel. Over 4 decades, General Steel's been trusted by small business owners and the Fortune 500. Call us today at 844-98-STEEL for your fast construction, low-maintenance, high-quality building at an affordable price. Call 844-98-STEEL to own your building starting with just a small deposit. Business owners like you are taking advantage of early spring weather and getting a head start in their projects. This surge in demand will extend the project timeline, so act now and be ready to build this spring. Call 844-98-STEEL to secure your place in our delivery schedule. Stop wasting money on rent and start gaining equity with a building from General Steel. Call 844-98-STEEL now to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 844-98-STEEL. That's 844-987-8335.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The NFL draft is 2 weeks away, and the draft really starts with the Washington Commanders picking second, because we all know Caleb Williams will go to the Bears with the first pick. I think the Commanders will ultimately select Jaden Daniels out of LSU. And then the Patriots become the most fascinating team in this draft. Will New England select either J.J. McCarthy or Drake May? Or will the Pats trade this pick for an abundance of first-round picks to a team desperate for a quarterback like the Minnesota Vikings? I'm Zach Gelb.
Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Available only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson,
President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
The harder you work, the luckier you get. The more you get done, boy, the less you regret. Write it down so you never forget. The harder you work, the luckier you get.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Several spots of note, no congestion too severe, just a lot of it to go around. Starting with Barrancas Avenue, this is near the intersection with, what is this road here? Old Quarryfield Road. We still have some backups in that area from some previously reported traffic incidents. And then a little bit further west from there on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, we've got a little bit more for you. Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Highway 98, still having backups at this time. Same can be said for Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound towards I-10 there. Beyond that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River.
It'll end up being clear during the overnight hours and a little bit cooler with lows falling down into the 50s and mostly low 50s. Friday, beautiful and sunny with a high of 75. And looking ahead to the weekend, it looks wonderful with sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, and lows in the 50s. Enjoy the nice weather. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 4:38 here at News Radio 92.3. If you didn't catch the breaking news update in the last segment, the National Weather Service now confirming two EF1 tornadoes in Bellevue and Pace yesterday afternoon. 110 miles an hour winds in the Bellevue Twister, Pace topping out at 105. Survey teams continue to assess damage around the county, and they will have a final assessment released in the coming days. We'll go to the phone right now, bring on the commissioner for Santa Rosa County, Colton Wright, joining the program after another busy, productive week here. Commissioner Wright was in Washington, D.C. earlier this week and was at the meeting today. So, Commissioner, welcome back to the program. How are you today?
Good afternoon. Doing well. You took the words right out of my mouth. Very productive, yet hectic week for sure.
Yeah, we'll start with the developments from today and just a follow-up on Monday's committee meeting where the agenda is set. So we were aware of some of the items here that was approved today, but obviously it's not signed, sealed, and delivered until it's just that. And we got some big economic development news this week regarding the sale of property at the Milton Interchange part that's going to create jobs, and in turn that's going to put millions of dollars in capital investment into Santa Rosa County.
Yeah, that's correct. Probably one of the worst kept secrets in the last couple of years. Cheney Brothers is finally committed to purchase property in one of our parks, Milton Interchange Industrial Park. And to go along with that, the county's submitting a grant for $4.8 million for investment for our own wastewater treatment facility to basically serve Milton Interchange Industrial Park as well as our I-10 Industrial Park.
And following up on that, you know, we talk about economic development, and you know, there's so much that goes into it, because it's not only about recruiting the companies, it's about making sure the infrastructure is there, and so that's certainly a step that's taking now. And along with that infrastructure, we also had some 5G capabilities that are going to the Whiting Aviation Park, and then also the Jay Hospital getting some much needed upgrades.
Yeah, that's correct. The issue at Jay Hospital there is you basically have a a drive-through processing area where the ambulances would unload that simply cannot allow an ambulance, current model ambulance, to fit under there. So if you were to unload a patient there, you'd be doing so in the rain. So making some significant improvements there, that's been a long time coming, something the town of Jay and a number of us have been working on for a number of years. And the 5G opportunity near Whiting Field and our aviation park there, that's kind of a dead zone, and we found a way to divert some funds to try to shore that up and provide better cell signal in that area.
Yeah, and I know on Monday, Commissioner Smith shared a story that, hey, it was last summer when we had the groundbreaking and somebody actually fainted, and then they had to go like 2 miles down the road to get good cell service there to get the call in. So obviously much needed, as that will certainly sprout up here over the next few years as well. Also today, Commissioner, we had the a few check presentations, right, to the kids' house?
Yeah, that's always exciting. You know, well, number one, Cat Country Radio is a huge partner with Santa Rosa Kids House and Juana's Pagodas out on Navarre Beach, and they've put this great spring dram event together to raise funds for Santa Rosa Kids House. And today they came in, and Brent and the whole entire group there gave a check presentation of over $28,000 to Santa Rosa Kids House to help them with their mission of helping children that have been abused in Santa Rosa County.
Great thing. Absolutely. The cat wasn't out there, though, right? Was he skimping out today? Or no, he was out
there. No, the cat was absolutely there. And
all
we've
right.
got the photos to prove it.
All right, very good. Talking with Commissioner Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County. Commissioner, of course, you know, we had the discussion last week about the road infrastructure and just everything that's going into the local option sales tax and the impact fee vote. But, you know, we while that's decision's going to be made in November by the voters, we're obviously putting funds now towards some road improvements, specifically in the Tiger Point area.
Yeah, the Tibet Drive issue in Tiger Point is effectively it's a private road. It's a cut through between two county roads that was owned by a private developer for some time now, and has been in disrepair. And the county's made an effort to try to make improvements to it, but legally could not do so without that developer's approval. And we were able to work with the city of Gulf Breeze to get an approval and assignment for an access easement. And we'll now be moving forward with that project in the near future. The board was gracious enough last year to actually provide funding for design and engineering for it. So we were simply waiting for this before we could pull the trigger and start going out there and doing some work. So that's coming in the very near future.
Awesome. Good stuff there. Finally, Commissioner, we'll ask you about the trip to Washington, D.C. I know that you, along with Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Bragosh, were there and kind of for the purpose of lobbying on behalf of our military bases. We know that Commissioner Bragosh specifically was there regarding a new hangar for the Blue Angels. You were obviously in those discussions. So how did those go? And then obviously for Santa Rosa County, what specifically were you there for?
Well, the two-party or two-county coalition, the defense coalition we have put together, is trying to be united front in D.C. for a number of funding opportunities for our local bases. The conversations all went very well. We also attended the Association of Defense Communities Conference while we were up there, which gave us the opportunity to meet a lot of other people that have the ability to help with funding. From a Santa Rosa County perspective in Whiting Field, there's two things we're in search of. We're trying to secure funding for a hangar for the new helicopters at Whiting for the new TH-73 Thrasher that Leonardo is providing to the U.S. Navy. And most importantly, recently, we're working to try to secure some type of funding and plan to help with a child development center to assist the men and women that are up there trying to get their wings and training to try to help them with some child care, possibly either on base or directly outside the base there at Whiting. There's currently a waiting list of well over 100 aviators as far as getting their children in some type of child care there.
I'm sure you would take any amount of money that they'll give you. What was the request?
Well, the Child Development Center right now, the balloons, the price has ballooned quite a bit, and the rough figure is $20 million. Mm-hmm. I think there may be some abilities to whittle that down and come up with some private-public partnership. So we're going to explore all the options. Had a great conversation with Admiral Gray from the Navy on that, and I think we'll have something to announce within the next six months to a year, I think.
Okay, I lied. I've got one more question for you. The flag. So we know that there was going to be a tourist development meeting just to kind of hash out where we could put this to get the tourism dollars involved. I think that meeting was called off, so we're just kind of waiting for that still.
Yeah, that meeting did not have a quorum. I think partially due to the fact that it was just called during spring break, which would be a high tourist time. So probably wasn't the best timing. I think the next scheduled meeting for the PDC is in June. And I guess there's a possibility it may be discussed at that time.
Awesome. All right, Commissioner, we appreciate the time this afternoon, and we'll talk to you a couple weeks, all right?
Great. Thanks so much.
All right, Commissioner Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County, good update there, and what was a busy week for him and the board in general. A little late to traffic, Austin. Seeing anything interesting out there?
Yeah, it's just a bit more of the same with some of this congestion we've been dealing with. We've got a little bit on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. Some on North Davis Highway itself, near the intersections with Creighton Road and Olive Road as well. Pine Forest Road, traveling both north and south, coming both to and from 9 Mile Road. Let's see, Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive is still backed up. Had some accident reports near the intersection of Barrancas and Old Quarry Field Road. So be on the lookout for that. Still congestion over there. And then it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling westbound towards, or eastbound rather, towards Oriole Beach, and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach towards Highway 87.
Skies will clear up during the overnight hours, and it will be cooling down. Low temperatures will run down in the 50s, mainly mid to low 50s. Friday looks beautiful with sunny skies and a high of about 75. Fantastic for the weekend as well, with sunshine and highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
All right, very good. Thank you, Alan. Austin, a couple minutes here before our last commercial break of the hour. Do we have a scoreboard update on round one of the Masters?
Well, it's on ESPN currently. It looks like, and you may know this name, DeChambeau?
Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, okay, it looked like an L and an I at the end there. Yeah, DeChambeau, I know that name. 7 under, he's leading right now, 7 under, followed by Scheffler with 6 under, and Willett at 4 under.
Scotty Scheffler, and there was actually a pretty interesting discussion that I was listening to earlier today.
Right.
So his wife is pregnant and due any day.
And really?
Scheffler has said, hey, when she calls, I'm gone. So
that's fair.
Scheffler is at 6 under par right now. Of course, it's the first round, but that'll be an interesting decision there. If I mean, maybe the decision's already been made. Certainly sounds like that. But, you know, if he's going into Sunday, 3 or 4 up on the field and the wife calls,
could throw a monkey wrench in it. But not only that, something else that's interesting I'm noticing on the scoreboard here. Tied at 4th, you got Fitzpatrick and Zalatoris. Zalatoris went to Wake Forest.
Oh, okay.
See,
all right.
We both bring good knowledge
yes,
here.
Yes, there we go. 4:50, we'll take a break there. getting some wacky stories, good news, and some pop culture notes to wrap up our number one next.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a really good conversation with Austin Mount from the TPO about whether it's even possible or desirable to try to reduce traffic fatalities to zero, a thing that they call Vision Zero. Talked about traffic implications for Hurlburt and the impact on Mission if Highway 98's a mess, and Milton. Mike Cusack gets removed from the finance chair, and a citizen gets removed from the meeting because she wanted to talk about it. And the city manager scolds a couple of members of council. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Austin, my wife has weighed in on the potential decision that Scotty Scheffler will have to make this weekend.
Really?
So he's currently 6 under par, one shot back of Bryson DeChambeau in the first round of the Masters. Wife says he'll go to his wife. Scotty isn't going to stick around and miss the birth of his child. He has a good head on his shoulders, and I highly doubt he'd miss it. First of all, I did not know that my wife was such an expert on the affairs of Scotty Scheffler.
I was about to say, she's talking like she knows him.
Yes. So I'll have to inquire about that. Also, I agree because Scotty has already won the Masters.
Oh, yeah.
So he's playing with house money. He's playing with house money at this point. His career is already, you know, he's got the lifetime invitation. So now, if he hadn't won the Masters before and he was on a Sunday 4-up going into the final round,
your wife wouldn't know him as well as she thinks he does. he wouldn't be as great of a guy as she's claiming.
I don't know, man.
He may be sticking around.
That's a tough one. Yeah, that's a tough one. Not really, though.
Playing golf or seeing my daughter born.
Yeah, well, if it's their first child, for sure. But if it's two or three, well, you know, we've already
seen
been
it.
There, done that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's nice.
I don't know. 4:55, final check this hour of the roads. How are they looking out there?
Well, let's see. Just several spots with congestion. Luckily, none of it's too severe. We did have some problems at where Barrancas meets Corey Field Road. That appears to be lessening. We had some accident reports there earlier, so that's good news. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive still has a little bit. You're going to experience the most issues on Blue Angel Parkway. That's whether you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road or northbound towards Highway 98, so be on the lookout for that. Also have a bit more if you're traveling even further north on Blue Angel towards Softly Field Road. So it's all about Blue Angel Parkway here. Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10, still dealing with some pretty heavy congestion there. And the same can be said for Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach and heading towards Highway 87.
Skies will clear up during the overnight hours, and it will be cooling down. Low temperatures will run down in the 50s, mainly mid to low 50s. Friday looks beautiful with sunny skies and a high of about 75. Fantastic for the weekend as well, with sunshine and highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
A recap of today's top three stories. O.J. Simpson dying today at the age of 76. Of course, one of the greatest football talents of his time. Certainly a complicated legacy, of course, with the 1994 murders of his wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Ron Goldman. Of course, a case that he was notoriously acquitted of. FBI is concerned about possible attacks in the U.S. inspired by recent events in Russia and the Middle East. That's according to the head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, who spoke before a House committee today, saying that the most immediate concern is that individuals or small groups will draw twisted inspiration from attacks similar to the Russian concert hall attack. And former President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson are due in Florida tomorrow for a press conference that'll essentially focus on election integrity. Trump has repeatedly claimed the 2020 election was rigged, and so it looks like they're going to talk about that. Johnson, of course, facing his own battles against House Republicans who blocked a FISA bill that he was backing. Looking at some other wackier stories and good news in the notes, in the headlines today, Austin, McDonald's is debuting the first ever scented billboards.
I can't wait to know how this works.
For now, they're only in the Netherlands. Perhaps a bit of a stunt. The billboards don't show any ads. They're just blank red or yellow signs. But they do have smells piped in and vented out. They asked passersby what they noticed. Most of them say they smelled French fries. It's unclear if they're just doing this for social media clicks or if this is something that might be rolled out everywhere.
That's pretty ingenious.
If
you can effectively like get people to smell it, like in their cars and stuff, that's huge. It's like a form of subliminal messaging. You know, like instead of just flashing a logo, you have them smell something and they get hungry.
Oh my gosh, I smell McDonald's fries.
And look, right up at the next exit. Oh my God, that's awesome. Yeah, I could see that being some pretty insane advertising.
If there was a fast food joint or restaurant in Pensacola that you would wish could have scented billboards, do you have one in mind off the top of your head?
Whataburger, but only in a certain time of the year. When they're selling the Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich,
okay,
they don't even need the billboard. I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Once a week at least, getting one of those.
They
pups.
Do not need the billboard, but Sky's Pizza would be mine for sure.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good about
Sky's
Pizza.
You've never had Sky's Pizza?
If I've ever had it, it's been like once.
All right.
So I don't know, but you know, we've learned that I'm quite uncultured in some capacities. So.
In a lot of capacities.
Yeah, okay. 56-year-old Florida man Roger Foster was in Long Island, New York on Monday when he got into a high-speed chase with the cops. They responded to a domestic incident after he allegedly went to his ex-wife's work and slashed her tires. He took off in his Chevy Malibu rental car and drove back and forth on a highway for about 40 minutes and hit speeds of over 100 miles an hour. But there was nowhere to go, so he apparently decided to just Thelma and Louise it and drove off of a 50-foot cliff. And yes, I do get that reference, Joe. Police say he never hit the brakes or slowed down. He blew through a wood guardrail, ramped off of a bluff, and went airborne. But luckily for Roger, he's still with us. His car landed in the Long Island Sound in about 4 feet of water, and he survived. Mm. Officers dove in and pulled him out. He said he was sore, but he didn't have any serious injuries. It looks like the airbags probably saved him.
Oh, okay. Texter says Burger King does it. I'm not sure if that's local or not, but I have not come across a scented billboard before in my lifetime that I can recall. Looking at some good news, a retired science teacher in Rochester, New York is in the news after 100 of his former students showed up to watch the eclipse with him on Monday. His name is Patrick Moriarty. Hmm. Starting in 1978, he told his students he'd throw a big viewing party for the eclipse in 2024, and they were all invited. And he made good on that promise. He had glasses for everyone, and the whole thing was catered. He says it ended up being less about the eclipse for him and more about something bigger. That's really cool there.
For sure.
We earlier this week, we told you that the next eclipse that's going to be in the U.S. is going to be 2044. The next one, though, 2045, there's one a year after that. And the path of totality is, like, literally right over us.
Wow.